Go Loud.
Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Keep an eye out for your name in store or scan the QR code to create a digital Coca-Cola pack for your besties. That's definitely on our to-do list.
And then I put up online, like, I think I'm Molly Mae's bag, and she obviously commented on it. But I'm mortified. So Shelley, I put a bid in a house last week.
No.
I put a bid in.
Would you go on Love Island if you were single? Not a hope in holy hell.
No. I think I would. Just for the crackly.
No.
Would you not?
No.
Welcome to Hold My Drink with Shelley and Ellie. Our podcast is like group chat between your best friends.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
Out where you spill all the gossip and relationships dilemmas.
And nice.
I haven't said any.
Woohoo.
I'm out of practice. We took it out a while ago, but sometimes you have to drop it.
Yeah. Just to remind people.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. Just to get back in the flow.
Yeah. This episode's brought to you by Coca-Cola's Share a Coke campaign, aka the reason your group chat is about to go off.
Challenge your besties to a bottle hunt. Who can find everyone's names first? Loser buys the snacks. I've actually found Ellie twice. Had one yesterday and got it today.
And if you see your name, it's a reel you have to buy.
I feel like I win an award I won.
Yeah.
The treasure hunt.
Yeah.
Yippee.
It's back for the first time since 2013 and honestly, we have missed it. It feels so nostalgic.
I know. There's just something about seeing your name on a Coke bottle that makes you feel seen. And like I said, like you won an award.
Yeah.
It's something, it's like a treasure hunt.
Unfortunately, I can't win that award because my name isn't on it. But you can keep your eyes peeled in stores for your name. Or if your name's a bit unique, like mine, shout out to the Aoife, Maeve, Avas of the world. You can scan the QR code on a pack and create a custom digital one. So for anyone whose name isn't on them, we can still join in.
Coca-Cola and summer just go hand in hand, don't they? So let's make this the best summer ever.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm Joshua for the day, by the way.
Who am I? I'm going to be Cara.
Oh,
I like that.
Kane. I was like, that's a unique name.
I like Cara, or I can be Amber if I please.
Yeah. Is Cara an Irish name? Must be. Cara McLean.
Yeah, it's spelled like it anyway.
Yeah.
I'll be Cara. We'll crack open a Cara here. Open
there. So we have to have a big catch up because we haven't recorded together in...
Is it 5 weeks?
I think it's four maybe.
Yeah.
I think it's four. We missed three and then you were in with your dad last week.
Yes.
Adorable.
Did
he love it?
He didn't know he was being filmed.
A lot of people don't know that. Well, not a lot, but a few people said that.
Dad, are you for real? Like, there's literally three humongous cameras in front of you.
Massive.
Didn't know. He hasn't listened to it. My mom said she listened to the first half of it with her friend. So she didn't actually say much about it.
Oh.
And I haven't really told my dad to listen back to it yet. I showed him one or two clips. But I haven't. I think if I say to him, come on, we listen to your episode, he'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't be able to listen to himself for an hour.
Okay, fair.
No.
Yeah, I kind of like that too, though, myself.
I used to always listen to them. I think I used to always listen to them.
I feel like I did sometimes.
I used to listen to them. I think it was more over paranoia, over
Yeah, actually.
How you might come across. Or if
you said something, whatever I got.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh God, I have to listen to... Because I like to listen to it in a way that, like, right, I'm going to pretend that I'm listening to this for the first time or something.
Or someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... I listened to it a little bit, my dad's, but he's just so cute and he did so well. God love him.
I know, he's natural. Natural.
Didn't even need to do anything else. It was just an hour. He couldn't believe the time when we finished.
Why? How quick it goes?
Yeah.
Because it is just like a chat. And
you'd
be sitting around chatting anyway. So it probably just felt like that to him, but just in a room full of cameras.
And him doing, he did the bonus with me as well. So he helped me out with that as well.
Is he dying for your granddad or not? You were saying he's.
What did he say?
Of being it.
He was like, I've never thought of it. I don't know. I think he kind of hates me, to be honest. Did you hear him in the episode? And he kept saying, I have three fans. Helen, Quiva, and Jack. I'm like, hello. I don't fucking know. I was like, I'm literally sitting in front of your dad. Like, what do you mean? I was like, four? You have three children, not two.
And you're his number one fan.
Like, do you know what I mean? But no, he did really well. And he's just so cute. I love him.
He's so cute.
I did have a fight with him the other day, I felt really bad.
Why?
I had to say sorry.
Oh,
I know. My dad does this thing and I don't know why he does it. We were going over to Quiva's house the other morning. So I was like, oh.
Sits in the fucking car.
Why does he do that? Like it infuriates me. I was coming down the stairs at 10:30, like just going down to make coffee or whatever. And he's walking through the hall and I goes, where are you going? Glasses and all on. He says, where are you going? I'm getting ready. We're going over to Cueva's house this morning. I said, have you been talking to her? No. I said, I'm just off the phone where she said come over about 12, half 12.
So an hour, 2 hours.
Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. 12, half 12, like ish.
Yeah.
We're not going to a meeting. There's no table booked. Like, we're going to Cueva's house.
No rush.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not going anywhere.
So I got a shower. I was titivating myself. I was getting ready, blah, blah, blah. I said, we'll leave about 11:30. All right, okay. And where I get ready in my room, I can, it's at the front of the house, so I see out to the garden, and I looked out, and isn't he sitting in the passenger seat of my car with the door wide open? And I was like, I'm gonna fucking kill. It makes me so anxious because I'm upstairs, and I want, if I wanted to do a little story or something, or do you know what I mean? And my hair was annoying me, it wouldn't go flat, and I was just, so I was fuming.
Everything
was annoying me, and I'd say at this time it was like 20 to 12 ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I came downstairs and I slammed the door and fucking sat in the car. And I was like, and he was sitting beside me and he knew I was angry. And I turned to him and I goes, Dad, I love you with all my heart, but you fucking infuriate me the way you do it. I said, you agitate the life out of me. Do what? And I said, just sit in the car. Yeah.
Does he sit just in the driver's seat?
He was sitting in the passenger seat just waiting.
Oh, the passenger?
The passenger makes it even worse. I'm driving. Yeah, where are you going? That's even worse. Oh, so I was fuming at him. I was like, Dad, you make me so anxious in the house.
No,
like,
you feel like you're under pressure
I said, there's no rush.
No.
Well, you said 12. I said, 12-ish. And then we were sitting there in silence for a few minutes and I was like, I'm sorry for feeling that. I feel so bad. I said, God love him. Like, he just wants to leave the house and,
I know.
But obviously me, slow hole, getting ready and all. So I was like, sorry for showing that.
But it's just when everything agitates you. Like, if there's one thing that goes wrong.
I was like, and I was like, I'm just going to be in the height of it for the rest of the day now.
Yeah.
So I gave him a hug and a kiss and said, sorry.
And these
were friends again.
He's so...
so annoying. Like, geez.
I know. Everyone has their one thing. I'm trying to think what my dad does that pisses me off. Like, when he sings songs that he sings on my messing the same songs from years ago. Like, these ads that honestly we looked up. We were in Portugal and we were like, well, you always sing the same songs. And one of them was about Flake, you know, Cadbury's Flake.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, only the crumbliest flake is... And I'm not messing, he's singing it since I'm 1 year old. We looked it up. It's an ad from the 1983.
Shut up.
And he still sings it.
That's just a little tune in his head?
That's not right.
Stop.
You can't be doing that. And he still sings. There's another one he always sings. But it's been, Dad, it's been literally 37 years. That's not normal.
How can something still be in your head from that long ago? It's mad, isn't it?
I think he's riddled with ADHD. Same as myself.
Same
because apparently myself. That's a thing. Where is you can have the vocal stimming that you always do. And that's his. Oh, he has another one as well. Like the song, just songs he always sings. I don't know. You fill up my senses like a morning. But I'm not using that since I'm literally fresh out of the womb and I can't.
Stop it.
Yeah, but like it's grand when you're not agitated. But say you're already agitated, something else.
Yeah, and then you
and
hear
then
that.
You hear only the crumbs.
Oh, what? Like, why did they do it? Then you can't be mad at him for too long.
No, you can't. He's so cute.
Because they're just adorable.
You put on the wrong cream on my holiday. You put on after.
Yeah, the tan.
It's fucking lovely. But my mom, I was gifted it. And I gave it to my mom, and she was using it thinking like, oh, tan and handsome, like,
yeah.
I mean, I would think it just, well, I actually probably would have known, but she thought it was just prolonging her tan.
Yeah.
And it was after sun, and he'd got a bit burnt on his face, so you put it on, and his face.
But it gives
like,
you a gradual colour.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
So there's tan
it's kind of like the Dove, you know?
Okay,
Dove?
Gradual,
it's like that. And I was looking at him for breakfast, I was like, he never goes that tan. I was really confused. Like,
a bit of a glow off.
And I was like, wait. It's on his face. I was like, do you have makeup on?
Aww.
And it was just orange. And then he was like, lad Bible wants to put up.
Ah.
And he made me check how many views I had.
Oh, no, it breaks my heart.
He was loving it. Like,
they were
it was a lovely colour. If that had been all over him, I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah, if you just blended it.
Yeah, it was like a proper line.
Oh,
someone come to me like, can we appreciate how evenly that's applied?
No.
There wasn't one patch.
No, his face was looking bronze.
It's Donald Trump vibe. But other than that... How's your 3-4 weeks been?
Grand.
Any news, update?
You've been all over the world. I don't think you've slept in your bed more than one night, girl.
I had sleepover creep with your night as well, so I was still not in my bed.
When have you slept in your own house?
Last night I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, start with you. You've been all over the shop.
I was in...
Many countries have you been in the last 5 weeks?
Five.
Fuck.
Spain. Well, does it count if you're in different places? I was in Malaga in Spain. Then I was in Lisbon. Then Malta, then Ibiza, then Portugal, my family, and then London. So that's six.
Six different places.
Yeah, six places.
Yeah.
Four countries because Portugal, Cabreiro and Lisbon are in Portugal. And Ibiza and Malaga with Spain. So I had the cash shoe. In Malaga, we launched Reading Campus Bronze with SPF 30. And then Malta, which is a brand trip. Malta was mad. Like, it was so busy.
Was it?
Yeah. I feel like brand trips always are, like, you're busy.
Yeah, you're on the go.
Most of them. Some of them will give you, like, time between. But I felt like I was, like, from... I was telling my family, like, God love you.
Oh, it's
like,
tough, isn't really it?
They were like, and what did you have to do for that day? And I was like, a reel and stories. Like,
oh no.
But it's actually, like, I wish, I would love for one of them to do it for the day and see. Because I think anyone who actually ends up ever having to do something like that with us or something like that is like, oh shit, that actually is.
Yeah,
like,
sees the insight of it. Like,
it's not the hardest job, but it has its times. But we'd be out from like, you'd be ready to go 8 o'clock back in your hotel for like 5 or 6.
Good one. I'd be on my 10th dream at 8 o'clock.
And then you have to do your content in between, like at some point, and then dinner like 7 or 8. Do you know what I mean? So I'm tired.
Long days.
Not enough sleep really for me. But probably my fault. I always, if I don't have my own time in the day, I have to rob it off myself in the night time. Like say if I was with you all day till 10 p.m. and I was really tired, I'd still have to like stay up by myself for like an hour.
Why?
I just have to.
Just have your own.
My own time. Yeah. Anyway, I just have to have me time.
See, I'm terrible for doing that during the day.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't still. Say if you actually couldn't.
Oh, if like, I actually couldn't.
Yeah, yeah. It's good if it's during the day. Much better. Because otherwise I don't fucking sleep.
Oh, no.
Then was Ibiza.
Mm-hmm.
Tano, ball. Again, not much sleep.
Nope.
And then Portugal, my family. Was
that
so,
looked beautiful. That looked
so
awesome.
Much sleep. So, well. Ray was waking me up at like 7:30 in the morning, but I was going to sleep at like 11. That's so actually was getting...
Yeah.
My aura ring was love me. It was like, you're the best person to ever exist.
So you're such a good girl today, Char.
Yeah, good girl.
Yeah.
But she's so funny. Like, I was on the phone to her this morning. She's like, miss you. But I don't know. She knows what miss you means.
Does she?
But she knows it's nice.
Okay, to say that.
Yeah, because my sister was at a party where on the weekend and she hadn't like seen her in a few minutes. And she came over and was like, miss you, mommy.
Oh.
But like, I don't think she knows that it's...
That it means you're...
You miss...
To miss, yeah.
Yeah, she knows that it's not... Because people like to be like, miss you to her. Like, she's just...
Oh.
That was lovely. And then London for Beyonce and Kind Music.
Good.
So good. Yeah, Kind Music was a bit not well ran.
I've seen a few TikToks of it.
It was like an hour queue to get in and all.
No.
Long. I just think I'm used to like Irish festivals being really well ran.
Yeah, organised
like,
really well.
Never ending, can't complain.
Yeah.
With any of them. And then Beyonce was wow. Because that's my second favourite album on my Spotify.
Is it?
Yeah, Kelly McCarter. Like, yeah.
She brought out Miley Cyrus.
I know.
And then Jay-Z. She had Jay-Z on stage in Paris, I think it was.
I'm surprised because usually they're always... I think Miley Cyrus in Paris anyway for something. But,
was it?
Yeah, but usually London gets like the good things. I was bawling at Protector. Have you seen when she brings
her?
Oh my God.
It's really cute.
It's so adorable. Like,
whenever I hear, well, any of the clips that I've seen, like...
Yeah.
I just watch it and I'm like, imagine being on the stage looking out at all those people like and hearing that. Like being the other way around.
I know. I'd say it just doesn't even feel wonderful.
No.
I'm like, what? I missed my flight coming back from that actually.
From where?
London. That time. Yeah, the first. Yeah.
Why?
Because I actually...
Oh, something about your bag, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got to my bag check. Wait, now, we had 1 minute to spare. Okay? It's not ideal. I understand it's not ideal. But they were like, no, it's too late. I was like, but it says X amount of minutes online. They were like, yeah. I was like, but I got here before the X amount of minutes. And they were like, yeah, no. Had to pay. It was only £60. It wasn't that bad.
Okay.
I was thinking it could be way worse with long last minute flight. Like, but I got on the next one like an hour later. But for like London, it's not that bad.
No, yeah.
Then I was back home for one night and gone again to London for. I was working with Sif.
I saw that looked like a ball.
Yeah, it was so fun.
That looked
coming
fun.
Out this by the time this episode's out. It'll be out. Will tomorrow,
it be out
tomorrow? I think or Friday. Yeah, but it was a really cool group.
That looked cool
and like. It was mad and it was such a hot day. London was 32 degrees.
How was that normal?
There was sweat trickling down my back and I was speed clean and stuff and all. Like it was...
We're not... Sweating. We can't cope with the heat. I feel like we can cope with the cold quite well. Like, you know, when it's snowing and stuff here, they close schools and all.
Yeah.
Deadly.
Yeah, yeah.
The heat, we don't know what to do.
Because there's no aircon anywhere.
Apparently there's something that if the heat during the summers keeps increasing now...
Yeah.
They're going to have to bring in aircon into shops.
What?
Yeah, someone in Super Value was telling me the other day.
Because there must be some kind of like...
There has to be like a line.
A limit.
Where is it? Is it Australia that if it goes over a certain amount of degrees, they don't have to work?
What?
Yeah.
You're joking.
No, I swear. Now, maybe it's only certain jobs like construction work, like outdoors.
Maybe sites. A lot of them do it at night time.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's something that if it hits a certain degree, work is like, okay, lads.
Cancelled.
No more work. Yeah.
Remember in school, did your anyone in school ever say, like, do you ever get your waiting outside of a class for a teacher?
Yeah.
And it gets like 10 minutes and you're waiting. You're like, apparently, somebody used to always say, oh, 10 minutes, yeah, you can leave. And like, no one could say anything to you because the teacher didn't show up. And it just was not the case. But people used to always say that in our school, like, just to try and get people to leave. And no one obviously would. But
I used to love a free class in school. You'd be sitting there, no, teacher would never come.
It was the best day. Yeah. Best day.
A free class.
You'd be praying your teacher was sick. God bless them.
God bless them. Hope that, or praying on their downfall.
Praying that day. Only a cold.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, God.
Please, teacher, don't come in.
Yeah. Fill us in on the Molly May interaction.
Oh, I love her, guys.
Who clocked it first? Somebody watching her.
Yeah, someone texted me. It was like, I think you're in Molly May's vlog. I was like, what? That was the first line. And I was like, what the hell? She was like, she's watching videos and you're watching her make your cucumber salad. I was like, so I went on to the seconds that she told me to go on. I was like, that does sound like me. But I've got so many of them videos now that I was like, I'm not going through everyone to see what one that's from.
Okay.
But someone actually ended up finding out what one it was. And she's just watching it and it's like a 2 second clip, but she just kept it in. And like, and then I put up online, like, I think I'm Molly May's vlog, and she obviously commented on it. But I'm mortified.
Why? Because
I didn't follow her on TikTok. I didn't realise. Like, her stuff always comes up for me and I just
feel like that's an easy thing to do on TikTok especially.
She's probably like, you're a fucking...
No!
Bitch. I'm like, I love her so much. But I do, and I thought I did follow her because I always see her videos. Every single one she posts, I see them.
No.
But I just assumed I followed her.
I feel like on TikTok it's easier for people that you'd interact with to be shown on your For You page, meaning you'd think that you follow them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, because I wouldn't have put that video up knowing that I don't follow her.
Yeah.
Like I thought I did. I wanted to get sick. I was like, right, never gonna follow her now. And then she commented being like, what'd you say again? I was watching you snacking while I was snacking.
Yeah,
was like,
yeah. Dead.
Oh, dead.
How exciting.
I need her to recreate it.
The cucumber salad. Text her and ask her to do it. See if she will.
I haven't had one in ages. I'm starving.
Yeah, you're due one now. I know. You haven't been home.
Well, this morning I only had bagels. So I made on a bagel instead, but no cucumber.
Oh.
But just the tuna mixture.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
No turkey rashers today?
No turkey rashers. There's nothing to
I can tell you what Char's breakfast, lunch and dinner is. I could.
My routine
She literally
meal.
Has a routine meal every day.
For some reason, I thought like going away, I feel like I was healthier away because I don't snack on things. My downfall is snack. What's in the cupboard today?
My downfall is the whole day. Let's not fucking mess around here. But also, late night eating.
Yeah, I've gotten bad for that too. Ooh. And I used to never be.
Oh my, I'd be lying in bed, like watching TikToks and mukbangs and all. And I'm like, I'm starving.
Yeah.
Might not even be hungry.
Yeah.
But like last night, I had.
It's just a little watch as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was lying in bed last night with Graham and I was like, you have cookies downstairs, don't you? And he was like, yeah. I was like, can we make cookies? And he knew I didn't
have... bake them?
No, just... Oh. I wanted to just heat them up.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
But I didn't have a dinner last night either. I forgot. And he was like, do you want me to make you them Buldak noodles? You know
what
I don't like them anyway because I don't like carbonara. I don't like cheese. But I went down and had 2 slices of toast with loads of real butter on them. Loved
that. And the toast is golden.
I had a cookie out of the microwave and a mug of milk.
Oh.
It was delicious.
And you get a lovely sleep after the mug of milk.
It was perfect.
Oh, it's so
I was.
It's like when you forget your free will and you're like, wait, I can just.
Like, I can literally go now. But I pure feel like I don't have free will in my house. I'd be terrified. I'd never get up. Like, if my mom and dad were in bed, I wouldn't go downstairs.
Would you not?
No. I'd be so scared. I would not.
Oh,
no.
The ghost?
I'd just be like, I'm like, house is locked, shop is shut.
Really?
Yeah, no. I've never, like, lads, I'm 29. But, like, if my mom and dad were in bed and say it was like 11:30 or something, and I was awake lying in bed, and I was like, oh,
You were a bit peckish. Like,
yeah, I'm a bit peckish. Jesus, I wouldn't dare go down that stairs.
In case, would they give out?
No, I know they wouldn't. My mom listens to this and be like, what's wrong with you? I wouldn't give out to you. Like, I went downstairs this morning and my mom had bought new mugs.
Yeah.
Loves mugs, that woman. And I was making a coffee and I goes, can I use one of your mugs? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, and then I had to finally,
obviously.
Yeah, I had to kind of clock. Did I just ask her, could I use a mug? I don't know. Yeah, no, I wouldn't go downstairs for my mom and dad were in bed.
Oh my God.
No.
You need to have that experience before you move out.
I'd be scared.
All quiet and dark.
Yeah, there's the door into my kitchen has like glass panels in it. So I'm afraid, like...
Oh, yeah, I don't look in the glass panels.
Oh, yeah.
You don't look. Because
terrifying.
Can't see it, yeah.
Or, like, if you're going up the stairs, I have glass panels in my front door as well, yeah. So I'm afraid, like,
Oogly Boogly is looking in at me.
I turn the light on before I go in. I, like, stick my hand in the door.
And turn it on then?
Yeah.
I always do imagine, though, what would you do if someone was just there?
My house got broken into actually when we were young.
Oh, mine's been absolutely...
Yeah, mine was
ransacked. Least,
yeah.
And I remember Jack Kelly telling me, the house got broken into last night. And I was like, fuck off.
In bed?
Yeah. Like, I think I rolled over.
Is.
Yeah, but I remember those guards there doing like the fingerprint
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, so do I.
And apparently yeah. it's children that they sent into our house. That like, there's these like groups of people that like train children. Because they're obviously smaller. Like, but they were child's fingerprints. They train
that's
children.
Really scary.
Isn't it? Not
so really scary.
Yeah. Imagine you just
I don't
went
know down. What I do, yeah, if someone was there.
Imagine
yeah.
they were just having a cup of tea.
Yeah, do you mind leaving, please?
Yeah.
Remember Madison sure Cawley said about the lad in her attic?
Madison Cawley is back. She's back posting on TikTok
we
and Instagram.
On
and I have never been happier.
Yeah.
Charlene, she is the funniest girl.
She's gas.
This is my call out to Madison Cawley.
Yeah.
Please come on the podcast.
Please.
She is a scream. She's currently interrailing.
Yeah, I've seen that. She's traveling.
Did you see that?
She's gone for long.
But like the videos she's putting up, priceless.
She's so fun. She has been since she's so young.
Oh, she's hilarious. Like,
yeah.
She is so bloody funny.
So did you believe that? I think we've had the conversation before, but did you believe the story?
We definitely talked about it before.
Yeah,
oh,
did.
Yeah. Completely believe
so
it.
I felt real sick of her.
Oh, she had us all.
I was like checking my eyes,
yeah.
thinking there was...
Hook line,
there.
Hook line and sinker. She
Horrible.
Had us all thinking that the man.
Did she not say it was a man and his kids or something?
Oh, it was a
kid
too.
I feel like there was multiple people. And I remember being sick to my stomach.
But like, did that just horrible. Come into her head?
Probably. That's how funny she is. Like, she I would never think of that.
Priceless. I love her.
Like, I'd never think of that joke.
She is so funny.
Did she used to do, like, what did she start with? Like, is it skits and stuff she was first?
I think, was it musically or...
Yeah, or Vine or one of
Vine,
yeah.
yeah, maybe, stuff like You're that, Vine. I don't know.
Oh my God.
She's gosh. We need to have her on the pod.
Mm. You're not watching Love Island?
I'm not, guys, unfortunately. I'm not. I don't have channels on my telly.
You should watch it so we can talk about it. I love it.
Yeah,
the best series.
Well, how many series do I have to catch up on now? How many episodes?
You could probably just I could even fill you in on what's happened so far.
Okay. Well, I've seen the Irish girl, Megan, and the Irish boy, Connor.
Yeah, I think they're like talking now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be kind of cute.
Yeah, that would be cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone else or haven't seen anyone else.
It's
or,
just very...
There's a girl on it that my dad thinks you look like.
Oh, who?
Yeah. Some blonde girl. I don't know.
Helena?
Don't know. My dad just said there's someone on it that looks like Charlene.
I can't think.
My dad would probably see any blonde girl and be like, image of Charlene. I'm like, yeah, dad, yeah.
There's an American girl on it. Tell
oh.
me. Yeah.
Is there a girl on it who's like AI or something?
You would mistake her for AI, yeah.
Why?
She's just like so... monotone and just like
nah can't
just and she actually's really funny.
Oh,
she's really funny.
Wait, like. I did see a clip of someone saying, did someone call her boring or something?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. But I think she just talks like real flatly, but she's really like she's been doing such like scandalous things, but like some people get away with it. Some people would call like be called like, oh my god, you're awful, like, but people are like, she's iconic, but she's just kissing everyone, she's telling everyone that she's
just kissing
into
the
them
world.
Like, yeah, it's just like, but it's like,
she's living a
I
life.
Reckon if I went on Love Island, I would do that. Like, just do it for the fucking plot.
Yeah.
You're on a TV show. You have to think of that.
Yeah, you have to play the game.
You have to do something funny, like.
And, like, if you want to go far in it, I really do think you have to have some sort of strategy. You can't.
Yeah.
I really don't think you can go in there and just specifically look for love.
No.
Let's be real.
If you find it along the way.
That's a bonus.
It's great.
But, like, you're in there on a show. You want to obviously stay as long as you can.
Yeah.
So if you need to be a little bit scandalous.
Then so be it.
Sure, why not?
So fucking be it.
Right, so that my homework for this week.
Is watching Love Island.
Okay, I'll watch.
It's probably the best series.
Is it?
So far.
I feel like they all look really young. Are they?
Some of them are. Yeah, there's like some. Youngest is 22, 21 maybe.
Holy moly.
I just think of myself then. I'm like,
oh.
It's a Bab Og. Like, no. I said to my sister, I was like, imagine I had went on when I was that age. She was
yeah.
like, you would have been a dope. Some other grand.
Great.
But like, not that I would have done it, but like, you just don't really think at that age.
You don't think of life.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. You don't think one day I'll be older and look back. And, which I think in some ways is nice.
It's
fun. You live your truth. You live yourself.
Yeah.
But you don't want to live sometimes like that, your truth, for the whole of the world to see.
Yeah.
Forever. That's not the entire
When you're that age, you're literally just thinking in the moment.
I think I don't know. I couldn't do the dance challenge, first of all. And also the kiss and I'm
You could do the dance challenge. A bit of Irish dancing or something.
Like the sexy dance challenge.
Imagine actually trying to be sexy.
If you were in it, would you just have to go for it? Or would you be like laughing doing it?
I physically couldn't go for it because there'd be nothing to go for. There isn't a sexy bone in my body. I couldn't.
I'm so stiff. Like a board.
Yeah, no, like up on their laps and all.
I just have to, I don't know.
No one's
heart rate be on up.
No, I'd probably just have to I might do a little shimmy with my shoulders.
Yeah,
as you're getting out of me. But
like, their knee.
Oh, I couldn't. I couldn't. I'd love to have the balls to be able to go.
It takes mighty balls.
Oh yeah, to be able to just go for it. But no. Wouldn't mind getting kicked off that week.
Yeah. If I was perfect.
Oh, no problem. Oh, how sad.
See you later. I wonder, has anyone ever refused to do it? Like, are they like, I can't?
There's definitely been people who have done it really tame, though, who you can tell are like,
yeah,
I'm not letting this be out there.
True. Yeah.
And they just do a little wiggle or.
Yeah, I think that's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Little. And they have sometimes like little accessories.
Yeah. I wouldn't attempt to. Like, I'd hate to think, like, right, I'm going to really give this my all now. And it's just shit. It'd be so embarrassing.
I'd die. Imagine your family watching. Nah. Even worse. It's worse. Even worse doing it, but then everyone watching.
No, it's just out there.
All our ops.
Nah. Lights. Oh, they'd be absolutely thrilled.
I love the word ops.
So it's a good word.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
It's obviously like haters, but what ops? Like, where does that come from?
Opponents, is it?
Oh, is that what it is?
I actually don't know.
I'm
guessing it's opponents.
I love it.
Because that kind of does make sense.
It's just so relevant.
I like the way on Google now it gives you an AI thing.
Same.
The word ops is short and slang term derived from opposition or opponent. Oh. Yeah. Primarily used in hip hop and social media to refer to the rivals or the enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My ops be delighted. They're making edits of my bad dance.
No.
Oh, God. And you went to the beach on the weekend?
Oh, I went to the beach.
What beach was that? It looked Port Marnock. Oh.
Well, Graham was driving, so I didn't know where the hell I was.
Gorgeous.
But where we parked, all you had to do was like walk through. I don't know where we were. Graham's brought me. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But we walked through like a little grass patch down this little path and onto the beach. It was still jammers and it was like 7:30.
What? That was late. What was that like?
Yeah. Oh my God. 7:30. Charlene, it was the warmest Irish water I've ever been in. Yeah.
Was it proper hot like in the water? Or just like tepid, like you didn't feel, you're like.
Like I wasn't cold in it.
Not at all.
And we walked out a bit. So we were, like we had to kind of duck down a bit.
Yeah, because it was
to be in it.
That's probably why it was so warm, because it's the sun was heating up all day. Probably.
But we walked out a little bit and you could feel instantly where it got cold. And I was like, oh, no.
It probably got deeper. Yeah.
But it was absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
It was so nice.
I don't understand how the water can, if the water was warm there, like, how's that water staying there? Surely it's getting washed in and out the whole time.
I know, yeah. How is there two different ones? Or did you ever see where there's two different colours in the water?
Yeah. I think that's to do with the ground.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Your water's only one colour.
Sea freaks me out.
I know.
Freaks me out.
I had to actually get up at 5 a.m. on my last day of Portugal. And my brother had to bribe him to help me to film an ad. And I had to jump in the water fully clothed. And it wasn't even warm yet because it was so early.
Oh.
And the water was so scary. Oh. It was proper dark. And like, I couldn't see.
Was it dark?
I was like, no, the water was just like dark. And I was like, there's going to be a shark.
Yeah, if I can see what's in front of me.
I think
I'm fine.
I think it was just because I was the only one in the water. I was could be anything. And I was like, do they like early mornings, the sharks? I don't know.
The unknown of it, I'd be like, oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
If something brushed off me, even like, be kind of.
There was loads of seaweeds.
Oh, Graham would have an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, I don't like seaweed. Again, it gets stuck in your toes.
I don't mind. I like squishing it.
No. I like to eat it.
Oh, I like to eat it when it's dried. Yeah. Dried seaweed.
Home. Should have done that.
Good for you.
It's so funny. We had to go and take another alcove to get the video, and then Keegan my brother was wearing his runners like to the beach and I was like, run quick, the tide was out, and he ran, but it obviously was so slow and just got so like, oh, but I'm wearing these to the airport. And I was
oh god.
He had another outfit, it was fine.
Oh, did he have one? Oh no. Oh Jesus, poor shoes. Poor fella.
He was plagued the whole trip. He was my cameraman.
Was he?
Yeah. He's like, I'm just trying to relax and have a nice holiday. I was like, you're literally... Sorry, also, I got you this holiday as your Christmas. First of
what
all,
what do you mean I brought you
first
here?
First of all, and second of all, it takes you 2 seconds to be Grant. He's Grant. He's just a little brother vibe.
Oh.
We actually have catch-up questions from the birds.
Mm-hmm.
We have on our Instagram page. Instagram's Home I Drink Pod. We often ask for like inputs and dilemma advice and things for phone a friend, but we got some questions in from them. Is going out for a chat with an ex for closure a good thing? To me, it feels healing. It feels healing because it's familiar.
Is that what it is? That's a very good one.
I've been there. I've done.
I like the way they say a chat in like inverted commas. Yeah, is that what it is?
I feel like no matter how many times you chat, you never get closure that you want.
Like what are you actually hoping to achieve out of it? Like whatever you're looking for, you're probably not going to get. So you're going to end up getting your hopes up to go and see him. And then what? Like,
Yeah,
Cher's right. It's familiar. You're probably more just doing this.
Happy to see him.
To see him.
That's why I done that. I was like, well, can we have one more chat?
One more chat for closure.
What else do you talk about? You left your one sock in my house that time.
Do you want it back?
Literally, like, it's because it's familiar. And it might be the one time you don't feel anxious in the breakup because you're like, I know I'm going to see him.
Yeah.
And it's just familiar. You can see him. Like, if you have loads to talk about that you've, like, I don't know, bank accounts to close or something like that.
Yeah.
Closure. But to talk about feelings, if you've done it once already, if you broke up once already, if there's nothing more to say than the same things, then I don't think it's needed.
You're not going to change anyone's mind. Like, do you know what I mean? You're not. No. What more is there left to say? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
If you've had a chat already, don't feel like you have to have another one. Unless you've got more newer things to say that can change things. But oftentimes, if you're already broken up, that's...
You're just bringing up the same stuff.
Yeah.
Because you feel like it's going to help. It probably doesn't.
Yeah.
Do you ever go on double dates?
We've never been on
Never.
Double
They've never even met each other.
They have.
Oh, they have. Sorry.
Have.
Yeah.
They have a few times, haven't they?
At the live show, they met each other.
They met at the live show.
Oh, yeah. We just haven't been all out together.
Yeah. We haven't ever done double dates.
I know.
We know. I don't mean to do any double dates at all.
Do you?
No.
I feel like...
I barely fucking have time to go on real dates. The two of us.
But I feel like, is it more of a, like, not a young thing, but like... And maybe, I feel like it might be easier if, like, obviously me and you are friends, but like, if the boys are friends before the girl comes along, thing, that might be a little bit easier.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
No.
We're definitely in the pipeline.
Whenever me and Dan have a day, which is so rare, like, we end up just doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, that's our time then.
So yeah.
Like, we never, because he'd have some friends as well that we would have went on double dates, but we haven't done that in Dublin. It's ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we should. Chat.
We should. Yeah.
Goals and visions for HMD in 5 years' time.
I love the way someone said HMD. I've been trying to get that going for so long. 5 years.
That's a long time.
That is very long.
That means
scary.
That is long.
What do we have? Goals and
visions. I know what my life will look like in 5 years' time.
Yeah. I was going to say something very morbid there. But
what are you going to say? Could be dead.
I said I could be dead.
Ah, gee.
You never know. We have to live in the moment, in the day. You never know what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in particular we'd like to do? I'd love to do a tour in another country.
Yeah.
Love to do a live show in another country.
Yeah.
That's a goal for Home I Drink, I think.
Defo. Something abroad.
Whether it be London or Australia.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I think that's one to definitely put on.
Yeah.
The goal list anyway.
I think getting a new couch.
Oh, please God, Jesus. Yeah.
Please.
A new couch and a new set.
New sets.
Needs to happen.
Yeah, I think like guests that we want, like dream guests and things.
Yeah.
Up in our skills that way and just getting people on that we're like, oh my God, that's the dream.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think tapping more into like maybe the UK podcast that we might listen to or branching out, I think, because we have been gone for 4 years. We have touched on a lot
so much
in Ireland and met a lot of people and had them on, which we're very obviously grateful for.
Irish.
Which we're obviously very grateful for. So I think it's time now that we should feel competent enough to be able to
branch out.
Branch a little bit and see where it takes us.
And trust our skills that we hopefully have by now.
Please God.
How is Ellie's house hunting going?
Oh, did I tell you I put a bid on a house last
week?
No. I put a bid in.
The one you went to view.
It was another one. Yeah, I've been going to a few of them. So I put a bid in.
Oh my God.
Didn't get it.
Oh. Wait, so a bid is an offer, but would you put it, do you have to offer above asking price?
I just offered the asking just because I wanted to see where we're kind of going. Because I haven't put it.
And do you know how much you went for?
He just told me the highest bid they have so far was 40 grand over what I bid. So I was like,
and that's 40 grand above asking. And that'll probably still keep going up.
Oh yeah, it'll keep going. Yeah. My dad's so funny. My dad said to me, now, if you see one you really like, put down your offer, put down your bid and tell them to close the offers. Close the bids. I said, tell who that, Dad?
If only you
said. Yeah. I said, tell who that? And he goes, well, tell the people selling the house. Close the bids. I'd like to give you this offer. Thank you. So that's not how it fucking works. If someone comes along with 30 grand more and says, here, that. I'll give you that. Yeah. You're not going to be like, oh no, Ellie told me to close the bid.
Feel bad. Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so it was one that I saw. Like,
that you would have.
It was the first one probably that I felt, oh, I could live here.
Really?
Yeah.
Homey feeling. Yeah.
Like, one that I felt, oh, I could definitely live here. So
how long will that keep going up for then? The other, the bids, could that keep going up?
That until? Could just, yeah, until nobody else bids. Like, yeah. One that I went to view, I was talking to one of the lads from Ray Cook and he said, there's been like 17 bids and like it's gone up nearly 100 grand over. Like, they can just keep going. It's the only bad thing about a secondhand house is it can just keep going.
Oh, so new builds can't keep going?
No. On a new build, the price is the price.
But with a secondhand, because it's a family or whatever.
Yeah, it goes. You can put it up for this much and it can,
wow,
if someone comes along. But like some of the houses around me recently, like the money I've heard them going for.
Sick.
And like these wouldn't be... These would be like your average family home in a suburban area of Dublin in a normal estate.
600k.
Like, oh, 700 grand they're going for.
What?
Who in their right mind? I don't get it. Oh. So I think it's only kind of hitting me now. As much as I'd love to stay near my mom and dad, I don't think I can afford it. Like, let's be real.
So would you go out like more country?
Out
vibes?
Like, yeah. Just so I don't have Dublin on the address.
Yeah.
But like still close.
Still close.
Like I just need
everywhere
to
everywhere is so accessible.
Yeah. Dublin, to be fair. My finger on my mom's house and I just want to do like a 20-minute radius.
Yeah.
Around
that. Yeah.
I don't mind that. But it's still going, still looking. My home, the app has been absolutely hockey dub. Me and my mom just constantly sending each other houses. And like,
when you go to the viewings, is there like loads of people at? Every time.
Well, I went to one with Douglas Newman Good and I was the only one there, but I don't know how, I don't know. Maybe like
different times, lots of
Or one company likes to have just one person in the house or another company is just like get everybody in. But that's also a bit scary as well, because like you nearly feel like you're in competition with everyone. When you're in a house with like fucking 20 other people, you're like,
yeah, you want this too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You're like looking at them going up the stairs.
Do
you know what I mean?
Look at you going to see my two bedroom.
So the house hunting is still going.
Yeah.
I keep you updated anyway, and please God, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Lads, my brother's coming home from Australia in October and I'm
going
in
back for good?
No, just for
visiting.
Yeah, visiting. But I'm in his bedroom. So I need to have a house before he comes home.
You will. July, August, September. 3 months. And that's perfect. You will.
Please,
especially now if you're looking more outside where you were looking.
Oh yeah, and I'm not being as like, ew, I don't like that couch. My mom's like, the fucking couch doesn't stay there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And anywhere you get, you can make it your own.
Yeah.
And make it more homely. Mm. Like it's not, especially with secondhand, it's never going to feel like.
Yeah.
But you make it like that.
Yeah.
Most people, like, that's what I'll be like.
I never would have thought I'd be looking for like, not a new build.
Yeah.
Like when I started this, new build only. Yeah. I only want to do a build. Now I'm like, no.
Yeah. And once all your stuff is in it, it feels like it's your own.
Yeah, and you can do so much.
Just when you see everyone else's memorabilia. You're like,
yeah, you're like,
But like,
stuff everywhere. Ew.
Yeah, but just clear it all out.
So I'll fill you in as the time goes on.
We're manifesting a house.
Please, God.
I can't wait. Any live shows in the pipeline?
Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe.
Don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
How do you ignore all the negativity and keep positive? I find the negative people in my work affect me so much.
Oh, in your workplace, that must be so...
That's hard.
Annoying. Like, whatever about our... Like, any negativity and stuff that we see, very grateful. Like, sometimes it is easy to just delete things or, like, we can delete comments and block people, but, like, to physically have someone in work who's affecting you like that.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Yeah.
No.
Especially if they're just a negative...
A black cloud, like they're just draining you.
I don't know if this is good advice, but like, I feel like the less you give it energy, even the likes of like, I just feel like in touch fucking wood, but lady, I've got like none. And I'm like, even like all them weird
accounts. But sometimes that's good.
But even all them weird accounts.
Yeah.
I like haven't been on my I'm like, what's going on? Like, but if you don't give it like airtime in your head, or like, even I used to always like, I still don't, if you see me doing it again, don't come for me, because I will do it again. But like, I used to like screen people's pages and put them on my story, or like talk about them, or like,
yeah,
I'd come on my story and talk about every negative experience. Like, had a couple of weird moments in person with people lately, and I kind of put like story time, I'm like, oh, I'm not really, like,
no,
you're just, yeah, feed, and the more
you are feeding it,
the more you feed it, the more it grows. Because I'm not even messing, when you tell about a negative experience, you get obviously like people supporting you, which is lovely, but
yeah,
in turn, you get more negativity.
Yeah.
It just builds. It's like it grows it.
Yeah.
Like it does, just it grows
feeding,
it now.
Feeding the flame. Yeah. Like it just keeps, yeah, going and going and going.
And I think that with a person as well in the workplace, like, don't feed into them. Yeah. If they're saying things,
try not to focus on it. If try like, and separate yourself. As
yeah.
much as you can.
If they come over like, oh, do this day, I'd be like, oh, that's like, you'll get that done in a few minutes. Or yeah. Do you know, like,
kill them with kindness.
Yeah. And yeah. If they're not, if they're just being a cloud, like, just not toxic positivity, because everyone's allowed to have moments where you moan,
bad days.
But
yeah,
if they're constantly, like, that's not nice.
Drain.
Yeah.
Nah.
Just try to give them a bit of a pep in their step, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Would you go on Love Island if you were single? Not a hope in holy hell.
I don't know if I would, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I go in phases where I'm thinking, I'm like, would I?
No.
Would you not?
No.
I think it'd be
funny. No. I know I'd be sitting there the whole time thinking, I'd be more conscious of how people are like looking at me on telly and like
perceiving. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'd be thinking, oh, Mary down the road is sitting at home in Dublin looking at me on the telly. Like,
would you?
Oh yeah, no. I'd be overthinking that so much.
I reckon you forget though. You're just sitting in the middle. Like, not forget, but like, yeah, I think as long as you come, I think you'll only come across bad if you do bad on our.
Yeah.
I think they can't. Yeah, they can twist things and things, but like, they can't twist you to be someone that you're completely not.
Completely not.
I don't
yeah.
think. Well, actually, I've heard. Like other shows doing things like that, but I don't know.
No, God, I wouldn't.
I'd kind of, I wish there was like a guarantee of like, right, you'll be sailing for a while, because I used to go on for like a day.
I know, you'd be snapping, wouldn't you?
Oh.
After telling everyone you're going on, yeah, they'd just have to like, get, hey guys.
And then being like, I'm back.
How y'all doing?
Yeah. And also the men this year, I don't know who I'd go for.
No?
No.
Bad? I don't know. I haven't like, seen much of.
Just personality wise.
Oh, bad. All,
well, Shay is nice, but very quiet. But like, the men's selection isn't great. Girls are gorgeous, the men. I'm like, ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
So imagine you went in and you were like, oh, let
like
down.
Anyone, yeah. 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 And also, I always think of like, they can just show any angle of you. And I'm like, oh God. It's also a fear.
You'll have to put it in the contract. Only get my good side.
Only get, yeah. Oh, and slow mo walk. I don't know. I
no.
think I would. Just for the crack, like a few weeks free holiday.
Why not?
Sit in the sun.
Would you?
Yeah. I always think though, how do they ever get their steps in? Because you can't walk anywhere. That would, I think I'd get a bit of cabin fever.
Yeah, stuck in the house.
Stuck up in the house. That you obviously you're allowed to go outside to the air, but like that's not really outside. Like,
yeah.
I need some stimulation.
Stimulate, yeah, get me out of this house for a while.
I wonder if I'll go cuckoo.
Does Charlene still speak German at home? Will her nieces and nephews do the same?
I do. Still to my mom since I was a baboak. And my niece and nephew won't.
No.
My sister doesn't speak it to them. My mom's telling them a few words, but okay. She's obviously not there all the time to be able to
yeah.
use them fully, but yeah, no.
Does your brother speak it much?
Yeah.
Does he?
Not much, not as much as I would.
Okay.
I'd be the best, like, girl.
Would you?
Yeah.
But you and Selena also don't speak it to each other, that'd
no,
be weird.
No words.
But what if the three is are having a conversation? I've definitely asked you this before.
No, me and my sister will talk English to each other.
Will you?
Yeah.
That's mad.
Weird as hell. It just...
I think that's no, mad.
Of sisters. Someone said, I feel like I missed a chapter about Cleo's pregnancy.
Aww.
Tell us how you found out.
When did I found... I found out when we came home from London.
Yes.
And... So Cleo doesn't live in my house anymore. So she was home the night that I came home from London, but she was hanging around me like a fly on shite. And she was upstairs and she was lying on my bed with me and all. And I was just pottering around doing my own thing. I'd just come home from London. Like,
yeah,
I was kind of like, okay, you can go now yeah. kind of thing. Yeah. And I went into the bathroom and she was sitting on my bed. And then when I came back in from the bathroom, she just pulled out a pregnancy test out of her bag and was like, And I was bawling, crying. Oh. I was roaring, crying. Yes, that's how I found out. I didn't mention it at the time on the pod.
No.
Just because I wanted to give Queeve her own privacy. Queeve's not on social media or anything. So I just wanted to let her live in her world kind of thing. Yeah. I know I've mentioned little bits here and there. And I announced it at the live show in front of 1,000 people. Sorry about that, Queeve.
See, if you don't come to the live shows, you're missing out.
See, you're missing out. You get all the goss at the live shows.
You do.
You really do. So yeah, that's how I found out. So she is doing amazing. She's having a little boy. My little nephew. I knew it was a boy from day dot.
Yeah.
Day dot.
Had a feeling, yeah.
And yeah, she's doing amazing. Thrilled
so
for her.
Exciting.
She's just... like, she makes pregnancy look easy.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Makes it not look that.
No.
Yeah.
She had, like, there's been nothing wrong with her whatsoever.
Yeah, some people get blessed.
Yeah.
With, like, just, like, smooth.
There's been nothing. She's just back from 8 days in Dubai. Like, she's just...
wow.
She's fresh. So, so
she's hot, though, is she?
Hot. Oh, God, like...
couldn't. Why are pregnant women so hot? Is it because they're carrying the extra weight?
I'd say so.
Do you reckon that it is?
I was in the kitchen where I was saying, I was trying to get them to... because I haven't felt the baby kick yet.
Oh.
And I was like, jump up and down or something, Queeve. I was like, do something.
Make
like
kick.
Yeah. Wake them up. So, but no, yeah, buzzing for her and everybody's so excited. And
I know.
I have to plan a baby shower.
Oh, yeah. It's actually grand.
Is it?
You just need to get a venue.
Mm.
Cupcakes and all.
Decorations.
Loads on Amazon, loads of stuff. Need to pick a team.
Oh, God. I keep sending her names. It's hilarious.
Oh, has she got ideas? Or
she has a few ideas.
Boys are hard.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah, boys are. I only have girl names in my notes.
Yeah, mine are very few boys.
I don't have any boy names.
Yeah.
But there's a few that we keep messing about. She doesn't want an Irish name, I don't think.
Doesn't want an Irish name?
No.
No. That's fair.
But... yeah, so it's going to be an exciting Christmas in the Kelly household.
It's so magical.
I can't wait to babysit and like just hang around with a little
baby. I think when you see a new life coming in, it's just like, it's so emotional.
Oh.
It's just like it's your sister you grew up with. I know. And then you see them bringing someone else up.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just can't wait. She's going to be the best mom ever. And like, I know it's going to give my mom and dad such a new like.
Oh yeah.
New lease of life.
Yeah. And I know when you see your mom and dad with them, it reminds me of like how they would have been with you.
Yeah. Cute. I'm like, oh God, is that like
so cute?
We're gonna have baby stuff in my house. Like just
again.
Yeah, that's real exciting.
Like life just comes around like that. Yeah.
Jack Elliott's family, he might not be here for
birth.
Yeah.
Oh, well at least he'll be there when will he see the baby after? He's gonna be early. Oh
yeah, early. Yeah. So we said it's an excuse that we can go over to him next year or he can come home.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Exciting times.
So exciting.
Awesome.
And also it's sick when I was putting in Rowan's passport. And he's born in 2025. I was like,
oh my God. I know. I never thought of that.
Sickening. And Ray is 23. Yeah.
Oh my God. I never thought of that.
Like they're going to live until like over 200. 200.
Yeah. I don't know how the numbers
work. I didn't even say that.
What number is that?
2100.
How do you say that?
2100.
What year are we in? 2000.
If you're born in 100 years' time, you'd be born in.
How do you say that, Dara?
Oh, yeah.
That's how you say
it. If you're born in 100 years, you'd be born in 2125. That sounds wrong.
That sounds off.
That's not right.
Off.
That's not one bit right.
Oh, Lord.
We've caught up for about an hour now, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to Red Flag Radar.
Mm-hmm.
The number one, so basically, Red Flag Radar, we give you is advice on if something's a red flag or not.
Yeah.
We just read it out, discuss, and go from there.
And we let you know.
He bites his nails.
I can't be biased here because I used to be the world's worst nail biter.
Really?
Yeah, like nail and skin biter. Like to the point of like pain. Not good.
I was never into it.
Oh, I think I got it from my dad.
Really?
My dad was a nail biter, yeah. I used to be really bad. Yeah, and I remember someone in primary school saying, what's wrong with your fingers? And I was mortified.
Oh, because they were all torn?
Yeah, because they were in tatters. Oh. Like, yeah. So I can't say red flag. Maybe it's like a nervous disposition or something. I don't know. Or like a bad habit.
Yeah. It's not a red flag.
No.
I think there's ways to make them not do it.
Yeah, but like if he's doing it sitting at a dinner table and spitting them out and all, I'd be like, Do you know what I mean? Like there's... just in the privacy of your own bathroom or
things,
something.
Things that aren't illegal but should be is clipping your nails in public. There was a man on the beach.
If you tell me someone was clicking their toenails, I'm going to get sick.
It wasn't his toes, but I don't care. It was actually as bad. His fingers. But
his fingers.
He was sitting beside me on the beach and he was like humming at the same time. And like humming irks me like sometimes.
Oh, I hate it.
If I'm already irked and if it's combined with nail clipping on the beach, no.
That's so random.
He's like, clipping the nails like this.
Just wait till you get home, no?
Clipping all his nails and I felt like getting sick. And it was like he had 70 fingers because he went on for eight hours.
But also, where are those nails flicking off to? Because you ain't catching them.
Getting them in the arse when they sit on the sand.
You're not catching them.
He's not catching them. And then he started doing headstands and started doing splits and I was like, do you know what?
Ah, here.
It's grand.
No.
He's wanted the attention. Trying to do main character. So me. If I could do splits.
I wouldn't say it's a red flag.
No.
But I think there's different ways of where you do it. Like, they all have to come into it as well, kind of thing.
It's not a green either.
No, it's not green. It's not great. Just, like, grow up.
It's not great.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll say that. New girl in work won't stop texting me. Thought she was just trying to make friends at the start, but it's weeks now, including texts about work while I was off.
Oh.
Ah.
Wait, is this someone, a friend? It must be like a girl.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe she just wants friends and thinks that you got on really well.
Oh, yeah. Maybe her perception of your relationship is different than yours, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, in your head, she's absolutely wrecking your head. But in her head, she might think that she's like...
Maybe that's getting on. That's what getting on looks like.
Yeah. Is this how you do it kind of thing? Yeah. Or like, do you know? Maybe could you say to her just about like, babe, really like you, but don't text me about work outside of work.
You could just tell her even that you're not a texter because you could just be work friends and not have to text. Cause some people, this person sounds like they aren't a texter. Really.
What if she started ringing her then?
Oh. Mm. Just be like, I don't hate answering the phone. I don't really call my phone.
Sometimes I want to take the SIM out of my phone. I'm so nervous to use
I don't like answering the phone.
Oh, I hate phone calls.
I get scammed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe tell her.
You're not a phone person.
Yeah, or just don't be texting that much.
I don't think it's a red flag because I feel like she's probably just trying to be friendly.
Mm. But in her head, it's just,
it's a bit, it is a red flag how like, if it feels too much for you, then it is a red flag.
It's allowed to be.
If it's a problem for you, it's a problem.
Yeah.
You know? Just had a date and he was so lovely to me but so rude to the waitress for no reason.
Red.
No, rude to the waitress. Red flag.
Red
fucking flag. Because he, do you think he's nice to you? He won't be nice.
No.
He won't in the future or at certain times he'll talk to you as talking to that waitress. If that's the respect he has for people, then he has no respect.
No, absolute red.
Absolute.
It would, never it would, him again. Like,
that would turn my stomach. That would give me, I'd be like, I can't even.
Oh, him. I couldn't look at them.
It could be
same.
Efron and I say.
So. Oh, like, doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
Ick immediately if you're rude to a waitress for no reason.
Red. Illuminous red. We're going to skip season salts today, go straight to phone a friend just because this episode is getting extremely
hugely long.
But we're going to do that one for next week anyway, so that's in the pipeline. But phone a friend, we get to ask our listeners for advice for our birds that write in some dilemmas.
Mm-hmm.
All the dilemmas come in to our email address. It's homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And this is this week's phone a friend. I have a friend who just can't be happy for me. We've been friends for 10 years, but over the years started to drift as life stuff happened and she got a new fella who I didn't like and still don't like. My partner and I bought a house recently and I'm absolutely over the moon and I have a feeling it's going to be the start of us building our life together and getting engaged, marriage, etc. When telling my friend the news, she responded in a very cold way. She never asked to see the house when we would move in, nothing. When I was discussing it with her, she would leave me undelivered for big chunks between replies and I think it was to show she didn't care. She hasn't asked me one thing about the house since I told her and never asked could you come see the house or stay over for the weekend. What do you do with a friend like that? How do you deal with a friend who can't be happy for you or who makes everything about themselves? Is someone like that a good friend?
No.
And these are the replies. Excuse me. Coke Zero popping. She is not a true friend regardless of how long your friendship is. That is not normal.
No. Stop telling her things and when she asks why you didn't tell her you didn't think she cared.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Because that's just like, it's not even bitchy. You're like, oh, I just didn't care.
Oh, yeah, you didn't care anyway. Yeah.
Get rid. I'd rather have no friends than someone like that. And by the sounds of it, she isn't a friend.
Someone literally just wrote, snake and fake.
Boom. Boom.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. She doesn't know where she stands in your life. Try inviting her over and see from it.
Okay. Move on. Toxic, jealous friends will bring you down.
Oh, sad face emoji. Been them with... That emoji is real sad, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. It
looks like the letdown. Like yeah. Not even the crying.
Yeah. Sometimes that's worse.
Bin them with immediate effects.
Jealous. She might not even be in tune with how she's feeling or realise it. I'd have a combo with her.
Yeah. I don't know about binning her straight off the bat.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a friend of 10 years. It's obviously not nice how she's acting, but
it's maybe she genuinely isn't.
You know,
aware.
We had a dilemma about someone writing in, being like, my friend hasn't asked to see my baby yet and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's like, there always could be something deeper. And I know sometimes it's annoying having to overcompensate for someone who's being shitty, but sometimes
yeah.
There's times in life where friends have to overcompensate for each other. Like, mm-hmm. If someone's going through a hard time, you have to give more energy. If someone's going through, like,
yeah.
It's just how it is. So I feel like that having a combo was a good idea.
Mm.
The new fella could be draining if she was fine until they got together. Maybe check if she's okay. Mm. That's good too.
Dump her. She may be unhappy in her own life and may be deep down jealous.
Talk to her. Explain how you feel. Honest and in a non-confrontational manner. Her reaction will be enough to know if she's a genuine friendship worth keeping.
Okay. Not a true friend. Real friends are happy for your success. Get rid.
Maybe she's struggling with her relationship and longs for this, but knows deep down it's not going to happen, but doesn't want to admit it to you. It's a tough one.
Get rid. You wouldn't have a partner in your life like that, so why have a friend like that?
Mm-hmm. Very true. I don't know though, about the getting rid part.
Yeah, I think that's like jumping. And then I feel like if you just like get rid straight away, would you be pondering in your mind being like,
yeah, oh, is she all right? Like,
yeah, do you know what I mean?
I know it's annoying when it's like they're the one that wronged you and you feel like you're,
yeah.
But I think checking in on her, making sure that everything's okay.
Doing that first, yeah.
Friend, yeah. Your longest friend isn't necessarily your best friend. Also very soon. Very soon, very true. I just seen the next birthday announcement coming soon. Very true, guys. The best advice ever.
These are so good.
So honestly. Good. We get the advice on the Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
From using a question box. So it's Home My Drink Pod. If you don't follow, but that's yes. It from us today. Before we go, we're raising a virtual bottle of Coca-Cola to the summer,
the kind of summer with beach days, music festivals, and your name on a Coke bottle.
Because yes, the Share Coke campaign is back, baby.
Woohoo! If that's not a sign to make this the best summer ever, then we don't really know what is.
So check the shelves for your name or your mates, your cat, your dog,
anyone's.
Dad. If it's not there, scan the QR code on the pack to create your own digital Coke moments.
Whether you're sipping zero sugar or going full original taste, make it a summer to remember with Coca-Cola.
Cheers to that.
Cheers, girl.
Cheers.
Cheers, cheers.
We are back on tomorrow, actually, for a full video. Thursday at 12 is full YouTube. Mondays are bonus episodes. Home a drink, extra juice, extra spice. The first Monday of every month. We need your spicy dilemmas in.
Mm-hmm.
Any bedroom dilemmas?
Mm-hmm.
Any sexual?
The funny ones.
Home a drink at goloudnow.com is the dilemma. No dilemmas too small. Or the email. No dilemmas too small or too big.
Yeah.
Please send us them in and we'll try help you out.
Try.
But that's it from us. We'll see you on tomorrow.
Yeah.
For a video.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Where your name on a can equals instant summer vibes. Go on, share one with your bestie. You know they deserve it. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.